CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Out of tune because of irregularity? Kellogg's All Bran helps get you back in tune. Kellogg's All Bran is the safe, natural way to end constipation caused by lack of bulk. It's a good tasting way, too. So get the one and only Kellogg's All Bran. ALL-BRAN. Millions depend on it daily to relieve irregularity.
Dear, wake up. Our clock must have stopped. It's 7:45. Oh, I set the alarm and never wound the clock.
Quarter of eight?
Get up.
Oh, Pete's sake, I want to get to the office early today to get my reports in order before Crenshaw gets in. Well, I haven't even been to the office yet, you know.
What do you mean you haven't even been there? Where were you yesterday?
I was in Ridgeway City all day. I bumped into Crenshaw when I was parking the car yesterday morning, and he said, come on, get in my car. That deal with the Ridgeway Manufacturing Company is kind of shaky, and we got to get over there, but fair.
Didn't Crenshaw even ask how things went in Europe?
No, we didn't have time. Give me those things. Will you be going over all that today? That's why I want to be in early, get there ahead of him, get my reports in order.
There you stop.
Thanks. Seemed funny to be back in the office again.
Well,
you know?
Everybody be so glad to see you. Be asking about your trip, you know?
Oh, yeah. Boy, no question about it. It's good to be back.
Now, get your shower and shave, and I'll have breakfast ready. Now, hurry,
okay,
dear.
Here's Dorothy Collins.
Duchenne makes your hand feel so wonderfully young. It's tiny and young every day. Duchenne.
How can you keep your hands looking young? Use new formula Truche. Hands hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work. Get quick help from Truche. With its special healing action, Truche with silicones forms a light protective screen between your skin and the elements. Under that screen, Truche's beauty oils moisturize and soften. Truche, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with silicones.
Truche, every day, use Truche.
Come on, Bobby, eat your cereal now. Come on, come on.
No, yes.
Oh, really, want a drink of milk?
No.
Come on. Oh, honestly, I don't even know what my own child is talking about. Toto. Now, what do you suppose that is, Aunt Effie? And he won't eat.
No, dear, he's been with his grandparents for 3.5 months. Now that he's back home, everything is just strange to him.
Yes, I suppose.
Pour my coffee, will you? It's all out of time.
I did pour it, dear. Come on, it's cool enough to drink. Come on, come on.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Dear, come on,
well, good morning, young man.
Darling, that's Daddy. Honey, don't speak so loudly to him. You're scaring. There, it's all right, darling.
No.
All right, Bobby. That's Daddy.
Well, hello, son.
Don't touch him, dear.
He cringes when I even get near him.
Yeah, darling, give him time. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Now drink your coffee. You're late.
Yeah, well, all I can say is it's some homecoming. Boy, it makes you wonder if you ought to go away. When you come home, your own son doesn't even remember you.
Oh, he will in time. Bobby, this is Daddy. Nice, Daddy. Nice, Daddy.
Look, if you don't mind, I'd just as soon not be stroked like a dog.
Oh, I'm sorry,
after all.
Well, I'm sure everybody at the office will be glad to see you, sweetheart. Your secretary, Miss Freeman, will want to hear all about your trip. You know, get any work done at all. That ought to make up for it a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, all of those bottles of perfume. I bought the girls and the others, get them. Get them, will you?
Oh, honey, you're going to be the life of the office today.
May I help you, sir?
Sir?
Oh, Oh, excuse me. I must have been daydreaming and gotten over the wrong floor. I'm sorry. I seem to have barged into the wrong office here by mistake.
Oh, that's all right, sir. But perhaps I can help you. What company were you looking for?
No. Thanks, anyhow. I've been working in this building for years. I ought to be able to find my way around. As I said, I may have been daydreaming and gotten off the elevator at the wrong floor. Sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Good morning. Oh, by the way, what floor am I on? I'd better know whether to go up or down.
Oh, well, this is the 7th floor you're on, sir.
Oh, thanks. 7th?
Yes, sir, 7th.
7th? This is the 7th floor?
Yes, that's right.
What office is this? What company is this?
This is the Atco Export Import Company.
What, this? You mean this plush looking reception room is the Atco Export Import? Oh, no.
Yes, sir. The company has been in this building for years.
I know it's been in this building for years. I worked for them.
Oh, did you, sir?
Did I do? Well, look here, where's Mabel?
Mabel? Mabel, who, sir?
Mabel, the receptionist. Mabel has been here for 10 years.
I don't know anything about it, sir. I've only been here for 2 months.
Well, you don't need to back away from me as though I'm crazy or something.
Did you wish to see someone, sir?
My dear girl, I work here, will you? I work here. Now, if you'd just be good enough to buzz this fancy-looking door open here to the inner offices, which seems to be locked. Well, now what's the matter?
Well, I'm not supposed to let anyone through, sir, without an appointment.
I work here. This is my company. My name is Piper.
Well, I've never seen you before, sir.
The reason you haven't seen me before is that I've been in Europe for 3.5 months on business for this company. I have been with this firm for 11 years. I have an office inside. I have a secretary. Miss Freeman, I have...
But there's no Miss Freeman here, sir.
There's no Miss Freeman... Look, wait a minute. Is there a Mr. Cranshaw who owned the company 3.5 months ago? Is he still here?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, if you know Mr. Cranshaw, sir.
Yeah, I know him. I do. Now, if you'll be good enough to let me in, I will...
Oh, well, I'm sorry, sir. I'll have to ask you to have a seat while I see if Mr. Cranshaw can see you. Just have a seat, please.
Now. Calm down, Piper. Didn't know you'd take it this way. Would have told you yesterday, but I wanted to sort of surprise you.
Well, surprise me is putting it mildly, Mr. Cranshaw, for a minute there. I thought I was an amnesia victim or something.
Oh, say, wait till you see all the changes. We knocked down all the partitions and started from scratch. Everything new. Repainted, new furniture, wall-to-wall carpeting, which cuts down office noise and thereby increases efficiency.
Yeah, Look, may I ask where Miss Freeman is?
Miss Freeman? Freeman?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, she's no longer with us. You'll find quite a few new faces. Yes, indeed. We're expanding, my boy. And with expansion, we need the most efficient workers we can get. And to keep our personnel efficient, we need the most ideal working conditions we can get. Now, for example, you know how I always like a small office for myself.
Well, yes, I noticed this has been considerably enlarged.
That's right. And I was wrong. That was pointed out to me. In a small office, you think small. In a big office, you think big.
Well, you'll excuse me for asking, Mr. Cranshaw, but I can't help but notice that by enlarging your office, it seems to have eliminated mine. May I ask if I'm still with the firm?
My boy. Always a sense of humor. Don't ever lose it. Yes. Well, since you yourself have brought up the subject, I think as the saying goes, I'll just lay my cards on the table.
Oh, brother, this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated, 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain, an exclusive anti-allergen to help keep breathing passages dry and clear.
Pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever.
Vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan Decongestant Tablets.
Fired? You've been fired?
Yes, good heavens, what do you mean? Cranshaw fired you?
Well, Mr. Cranshaw did not actually say I was fired, no.
Well, then what do you mean? What
well,
do you mean?
I don't know what I mean. I don't know what he means. While I was gone, Cranshaw apparently got in the clutches of some efficiency expert.
What's that?
Oh, it's a guy who comes out of the wall and tells you what you're doing wrong and how you can run your business better and make more money. At least that's the general idea.
Well, it doesn't sound like a bad idea, dear.
Oh, Cranshaw has just gone hog wild over it. You should see his office. Looks like something from Hollywood. And my office, as a result, is about the size of our hall closet here. In fact, it was a closet. Just room for a desk, and then I have to practically go in sideways.
Well, at least you have an office. Why would you walk in here and say you're fired? Honestly, I just keep on doing
it. I'm sorry, but I'm just warning you that I may be fired.
Why, Mr. Cranshaw's always thought the world of you.
At the moment, I don't think it depends on Mr. Cranshaw. I am going to be observed, and it will depend on whether or not the efficiency expert thinks the world of me.
Observed?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Observed. It means watched, spied on while I do my work. Yeah, Mr. Cranshaw, he wouldn't even discuss my European reports. Just turn them over to the efficiency expert who's going to study them.
Oh,
yeah, makes you so darn mad. After working as many years as I have for that...
Bobby!
Oh, hello, Bobby. How's my boy? And I told Cranshaw... Well, isn't that typical of human nature? This morning I couldn't even get near him. Now that I ignored him, he demands attention.
Daddy.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on, up on your daddy's lap.
Dinner in 20 minutes, dear.
Yeah.
Honey, now don't worry about your job.
Worry? Who's worrying, for heaven's sake? I got something sitting on my lap again that's more important, huh? Aren't you, Bobby? You love your daddy?
I love daddy.
Oh, my goodness. Such a hug. Look, to heck with Cranshaw. Bobby, who do you know that is efficient, brilliant, and just absolutely wonderful, huh?
Daddy. Oh,
yes,
Tucker. Well, look
well
at
it's good to know somebody thinks so. Bye.
Had a tough day, Mother? Give that hungry clan of yours an easy-to-fix supper. Make it nourishing good with Campbell's Hearty Vegetable Soup. Right away, good things begin to happen. Peace of mind happens. You know they'll be well-fed. Vitamins, proteins, and minerals at every spoonful. Be sure you have your soup today. Campbell's Delicious Vegetable Soup. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Madeline Pierce, Martha Greenhouse, and Raymond Bramley, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hartman speaking.